Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Love, Growth and Gratitude, my new podcast where I will pretty much be ranting some of the time. Hopefully sometime there's some tips in there. First tip is, even if you have a nasally annoying voice because you've been sick, film the podcast anyway. I think one of my greatest blessings, one of my greatest skills is my ability to think and be curious. But also one of my greatest weaknesses is I overthink. So everything has two sides. That's what love is. Love is going through a massive challenge, some pain, and getting growth out of it. And then eventually you are grateful for what's happened and you wouldn't change it, even though it was a hard challenge. You wouldn't change it. I was overthinking this. Oh, well, I'm sick. I guess I'll just run you through it because no one's going to listen to this anyway. This is pretty much just for me, right? So I been doing this running program, because I came up with this goal of doing going to the world championships for Ironman. So you go to Hawaii, it's like this big thing, world championships in Hawaii. It wouldn't be me as a professional competing, it's just, the professionals do compete there as well, but all the amateur people from around the world in every age group, like the top, the best Ironman competitors, get to go to this event. So it's like the best of the best. If you're not a fucking paid professional, and, cause they have different categories. If you're in a category that's not in the professional, the top amateur, then you'll get, a ticket, an option to go to Hawaii. Right? So all of the, like, this is a massive, massive, massive goal, a massive thing for a lot of triathlon competitors. And, I'm not dissimilar from them. I think that would be so fucking cool to, you know, be a part of that race. Anyway, so you need to have a 10-hour, pretty much, depending on the course you're at, you need about a 10-hour Ironman time. Now, that means that you need to swim an hour, bike in 6 hours, and then run in 3 hours. So, sounds easy on paper. When you put it into action, it's really fucking difficult, because a 3-hour marathon on its own is extremely difficult. Only the top, like, 5% of people who ever run will ever get to that. Because 3 hours, 42 kilometers is a long time. So, my goal, breaking that down, in order to go to the world championships for triathlon, I need to get a 10-hour Ironman. In order to get a 10-hour Ironman, I need to run a 3-hour marathon. So, my goal is to run a 3-hour marathon in the next 2 years, before my 30th birthday. So I wrote out this program and I said, okay, well, how fast do I need to run in order to run a 3-hour marathon? It's 14 kilometers. It's a 4:16 kilometer pace. So I was like, okay, cool. How far can I run at the moment going 14 kilometers pace? 1 kilometer. So I'm 1 kilometer out of 42. I can run it at 4:15 pace. So then I was like, okay, I know where I'm starting. I know where I want to go. So what's the plan? What's the strategy? So I came up with this plan where I'd be running four times a week. It'd be do two easy runs, two short sort of easy runs. One long easy run, and then I'll do one sort of higher intensity kind of workout where it's much shorter in terms of the duration. But it's higher intensity where I'll be running at this pace. And then every couple months, I would do a test and say, okay, can I run 5 kilometers at 3 hour marathon pace? Can I run 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers, 20? And then I'll slowly build up and up and up. Because obviously, if you can't run 5 kilometers at 3 hour marathon pace, then how the fuck are you going to run 42? So I'm doing this running program and it's going really well. And I have just traveled up to Moonbee for a pet sitting gig and they paid me like I got there and like, oh, here's all the money for the pet sitting. And I was like, holy shit. Really? Like, I didn't say that. I was like, played it off. Cool. I'm like, oh yeah, cool. But I was like, wow, I'd never been paid so much for pet sitting before. And it's what I love to do. And I think there's a challenge with something you love so much, you would do it for free, and someone offers you money and you go, well, hold on, whoa, and you kind of question your worth. Because the thing you're greatest at is also one of your biggest insecurities. So someone who pays me for health coaching or mindset coaching or purpose coaching, I will be like, look, I'm fucking shit at this. I could have done XYZ so much better. I wasn't perfect. I know I can do better. Don't pay me. Like, I'm shit. But actually, the value that I gave them was incredible. So, we tend to question our worth in areas where we are most worthy. It's quite the paradox. So, I'm living my best life. I've just traveled. I've got my computer set up in this little house that I'm looking after with a couple dogs, a toy poodle and a mini dachshund, some cats. And I get lots of work. I wake up early. I get some work done. I'm feeling great. I'm like, right, this is it. I'm getting back into my momentum because I haven't really been myself lately, which we can get into more later on. I was like, right, this is it. This is the time for the change. And whenever you set a big goal and you're really motivated and you're going after it, the universe has a way of challenging you and testing you and being like, oh, do you really want it? And the universe will kind of fucking knock you down and see how bad you want it, see if you get back up for it. So that's what happened. I went for this awesome hike where I was feeling really good and I was running and I'm like running and doing a good pace, but I'm not like killing myself. I did get a good sweat on. And then the next day I was like, okay, today is my workout, my higher intensity day where I'm going to run, 1 kilometer, intervals at my race pace. So I did 500 meters and then I did 1K. Straight, and I was like, wow, okay, cool. And then I went to turn around and I was like, oh my God, this is all fucking uphill. How am I going to do it? Cause it's much harder to run at the same pace if you're up a hill. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess I will run down a bit. And I was so, in hindsight's 2020, right? I should have just done a run, like just run for 1 kilometer at like a hard pace and don't get so caught up in the numbers. But I'm so caught up in the numbers. Like, no, that my Strava app has to say 4:15 pace. And I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to make this I'm going to make it 4:15. So at the moment, it was like 4:20. The average speed I'd been going at was like 4:20. So basically, I needed to run much faster in this next kilometer, this next section, to compensate. So I started my watch, and I was like, right, I'm going to run 1 kilometer in 4:15, right? So I started running up the hill first, 500 meters up the hill, and then I was going to turn around, and then I was going to finish it off. And that, I did that, right? And it was fucking hard. And I might have pushed myself a bit too much, and I think I might have been stressing too much on the trip, or I don't know. I got sick. That night, I went to sleep, and I was just so fucking hot, and I just couldn't, you know, those nights where you just, your brain doesn't want to go into sleep. You don't want to go into sleep. And yeah, I was rolling around, and then I had this like headache, and then I didn't want to get out of bed the next day, and I just felt horrible. And I was like, oh no. And I had this rule when I was there. I was like, okay, the bed is only used for sleep. Don't bring my phone anywhere near the fucking bed. And I'd been sticking to that rule, and I was like, right, I know for me, sleep is so important. And when I get to sleep on time, I can wake up at a good time, and I expend energy in the morning and throughout the day. And then I'm in a good routine, and I can get to sleep on time at that night. If I'd stay up too late, I sleep in too much, and I have less energy, then my just fucks me up, right? And I know this about myself. And I said, I made a rule. I said, do not use the phone in the bed. So, because I'd slept in so much, because I had this headache and this kind of sickness, I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to go to bed. I'm not going to be able to fall asleep. I don't just want to fucking lay there like an idiot in bed and not sleeping. So I got on my phone and I was watching YouTube and falling asleep to YouTube. So I stayed up later. I slept in later. Then it was harder to get to sleep at that time. And round we go. And I'm not working out. I'm not really working because I'm like, oh, I'm sick. I need to rest. So that's why I have a nasally, annoying voice. There you go. That took 10 minutes to explain that story as to Mitch. Why? Oh, what's up with your nasally voice? And then I'm like overthinking it. No one's going to want to listen. And then I'm listening to this Alex Hormozy podcast. And he said, you've got to decrease the amount of friction as much as possible when creating content. Do the content that you... He's basically saying, do content that you absolutely love, right? Which is the title of this podcast, is love. Love, growth, and gratitude. And I fucking know this stuff. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. You need any goal that you have. If you're not absolutely fucking in love with it, you're not going to survive, because you're going to be running away from pain and running towards pleasure. Anything that you love, you will embrace both sides of pain and pleasure, challenge and support, criticism and praise, and you will be most resilient, adaptable, long-term thinking, and not in a rush. Because when we're in a rush, or when we want things so badly, we say, here's what I want, here's my expectation, and if I don't meet my expectations, then it's bad. Which is, I made a Facebook post last night, and I said, oh, this is going to get a lot of likes, and then I look at my thing, and it's got one like on Instagram. I go, oh my fucking God, what the fuck, I'm a fucking loser. Because it didn't meet my expectations. If I just posted it being like, oh, this is a fun little adventure, my only expectation for this Facebook post, this Instagram post, is let me see if anyone likes this, if anyone comments with it. That's interesting. Is this what's best for me to post here? Because I think it's hard for me to figure out. I want to post stuff that's engaging, so I can get a bit more of an audience and some attention. But then I also want to post things that talk about health and fitness and will get me business and let me help people and get my name out there to help people. So it's a tricky thing to balance. And I think, I was expecting a lot because I'm like fucking fantasizing over this. Oh, I need to have business and clients and money and my life will be so much better if I have a really nice business and lots of money and lots of clients. And it's like, yeah, there will be benefits with that, but there's also disadvantages. So if you have a goal, you like make sure that you really love it and make sure that your lifestyle is aligned with that goal that you want to achieve. If I want to run a 3-hour marathon, whoops, I did not stop. I could have just been hit by a train and died. If I have a goal of running a 3-hour marathon, then that means my lifestyle would mean a lot of like eating healthy, getting to bed, stretching, meditating, writing my goals, going for runs 4 times a week. Is that what I want? So you're not really setting an end goal. You're setting a lifestyle goal. You're setting a habit goal. You're setting action goals that will lead you to the end goal. Because the goal isn't to run a 3-hour marathon. The goal is to run 4 times a week for the next 2 years and have a clear plan and reflect and check it off. Yeah, if you don't love it, then you're not going to want to do it. So it's like, I think I've been subordinating to all these people and comparing myself to all of these people. In terms of business, because I'm like, yeah, I should be doing that. I shouldn't be doing this. I need to be doing that. If I don't do this, then that's, you know, I really just need to figure out, okay, why do I actually love coaching and helping people? Why do I love it? I love it because when I get to talk to them and help them through a challenge and help them achieve a goal, and they have tears of gratitude. Like, this is happening in a coaching session, and they have tears of gratitude for this person or this event that happened that they think is so horrible. And then I ask them some questions, and we work through it, and they start crying. They say, wow, thank you. That's amazing. I wouldn't change that. I love that that happened. I see that that's helped me to grow. And I'm grateful for everything that has happened. And that's what this podcast is about. This is about love, growth, and gratitude. And this is just going to be me documenting my journey and loving the process and reducing the friction to me sharing that journey. And I don't, you know, there's no rush. It's not about achieving the goal. It's about who you become along that path. So I know there's another way of saying it. It's like, okay, I set a goal. It's like, okay, I want $1 million business. Okay. Why? Who do I? Well, no, let's not do the $1 million business because that's not really a true goal. I want, my goal is to have a family, is to meet a girl who lights up my soul and my world, and to have lots of Afghan hounds, and to have lots of kids, and to live on a farm. So, and that brings me to tears when I say that and visualize that. And then I go, okay, well, how does having a business help me to get that? And it's not about the money. It's not about the clients. It's not about the freedom. It's not about, you know, it's like, who am I becoming on the journey of working on my business? And it's like, fuck, if I can help a client and communicate with them, then when my child has a challenge, I can, in the back of my head, I'll be like, oh, I've dealt with this before. I know how to help. It's almost giving me certainty in my communication with my family and how to overcome challenges and a kind of, you know, if I'm on this big business mission and challenging myself in that area, then I'm a strong leader and I can lead my family and I can figure out how to make decisions more effectively, and I can reduce the stress that I'm feeling with my family because I'm on this big challenge. I have a big challenge in my business and I'm helping lots and lots of people. And the more people that I help, the better the world can be and the better the world for my kids and my family to live in. So it's like, I think for me, and this is a Jordan Peterson quote that I heard this morning, is, you know, I'm going through all this pain and suffering and challenges and I don't really know what to do. And Jordan Peterson says, the only way out of it is through it. Just like that little book. We can't go under it. We can't go around it. We can't go over it. We have to go through it. And yeah, it's, I need to go through the crippling cringe and insecurity of what will people think of me? What will people think of me when I'm putting out business stuff and I'm failing? I'm a fucking loser. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've paid all of this money for all of this help. I have all of this knowledge and you're still failing. You fucking idiot. Just get to work. Just start working and follow all of the advice that you've paid so much money for and fucked over all these people and you've done all these things and I haven't actually fucked them over. I've actually helped a lot of people, but that's just the kind of way that I'm feeling. So it's like, go through all of that and really get down to, okay, this isn't about what people think of me. This is about helping someone, because I know I can fucking help people. But then I'm like, oh, people will think that I'm not helping, or people will think that I'm stupid, or people, it's like, yeah, and back to the very start about the overthinking is I feel so much and I definitely have a lot of moments where I'm just doing me and I'm focusing on me. But then in other moments, I can interpret what someone's perceiving and feeling and thinking about me. Well, at least I think I do. I think I am not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am. anyway, yeah, I think going back to working on my, and this is, I guess, part of why I wanted to do this podcast and this, record this episode, is stop overthinking this whole business and content creation thing. My business is me. What I love doing, share that, and that's my unique perspective. And I think just going back to doing me and linking it to these goals that I really love. So I'm not building a business to build a business. I'm not a fucking businessman. I'm like a loving, free spirit who loves to travel and connect with people. That's who I am. I'm not a businessman. I love connecting to myself and I love connecting to other people and I love helping other people have love, growth, and gratitude. And I think starting with the body, I can help a lot of people with my teachings around the body. Yeah, so it's not about the business goal for me. It's about the goal of being on a farm with my family of kids and Afghan hounds and my soulmate. Which, I mean, I say soulmate, but your soulmate's always with you because nothing's ever missing. And we could go down that whole rabbit hole, but I think follow my own soul is the best advice I can give myself and go through it. Anyway, thanks for listening to my nasally voice. And I will see you next time.